The Seleucid dynasty. This time we're now going to throw them all together here. The Seleucid rulers from 96 BC to 83 BC, part 1. This will include Seleucus VI, Antiochus X, Demetrius III, and Antiochus XI. So this is going to be ugly, so get ready. All right, Seleucus VI, Euphanes Nicator. He reigned from 96 to 95 BC. His date was unknown, and he died in 95 BC. He was the eldest son of Antiochus VIII Gryphus and his wife Tryphena. In 96 BC, Seleucus defeated his half-uncle, Antiochus IX, in revenge for his father's death. Unfortunately for Seleucus, the score was even the next year, in 95 BC, by Antiochus X Eusebius, the son of Antiochus IX. Seleucus VI was forced to flee to Cilicia, where he set up a luxurious court in the city of Mosvestia. However, the inhabitants of the province, who were already troubled by pirates, simply could not afford Seleucus VI's extravagances, as well as a new army he was building. As a result, a revolt broke out, and Seleucus was besieged in the city's hippodrome, or racetrack. The attackers set fire to the hippodrome, killing Seleucus VI and his men. Yeah, most of these early chariot race venues are actually made out of wood. Even the Circus Maximus was made out of wood a couple of times. It's finally made out of stone because the government got tired of rebuilding it. Now, four of Seleucus VI's brothers included Antiochus XI, Philip I, Demetrius III. They continued the devastating civil war against not only the other branch of the family, but against each other. Our next person is Antiochus X Eusebius, who reigns from 95 to 92 BC. Birth date unknown, died 92 or 83 BC. His father was Antiochus IX Cyzicenus. Mother was Cleopatra IV. His wife was Cleopatra Selene I. And she produced Antiochus XIII Asiaticus and Seleucus VII Philometor. Upon beginning his reign in 95 BC, his first achievement was to defeat Seleucus VI, who was both his double half-cousin and second cousin, which, of course, avenged the death of his father, Antiochus IX. So he ended up taking two titles, Eusebius, which was his father's title, and Philepother, which means father-loving. After that, Antiochus X ruled in Antioch and its surrounding territory, but not all of the old Seleucid Empire. He fought endlessly against Parthians, Nabataeans, and, of course, his four brothers. The date of his downfall is uncertain. Josephus says in 90 BC he was killed fighting the Parthians. Philip I took possession of Antioch around the same time. Appian says it was 83 BC he was killed by King Tigranes I of Armenia. At any rate, he disappears. Next on the list is Demetrius III Eucharius. And by the way, Eucharius means well-timed. It's probably an error, as Acharos means the untimely one. So it more likely is the untimely one rather than the well-timed one. He reigned 95 BC. He was born unknown on the date and died in 88 BC. His father was Antiochus VIII. His mother was Tryphena. With the help of Ptolemy Lathros, king of Egypt, he recovered part of his father's territory, and actually held court at Damascus. From here, he tried to enlarge his kingdom. He defeated the Maccabean king, Alexander Jaenas, but hostility from the local Jewish population forced him to withdraw. While attempting to dethrone his brother, Philip I, Philadelphus, he was defeated by the Arabs and the Parthians and taken prisoner. He was kept in confinement by the Parthian king Mithridates II until he died in 88 BC. Our last one for today is Antiochus XI Euphanes, or Philadelphius. He reigned from 95 to 92 BC. Again, born unknown, died 92 BC. His father was Antiochus VIII. His mother was Tryphena. Following the defeat of his brother in 95 BC, Antiochus X, Antiochus XI, and another brother, Philip I, Philadelphius, opted for revenge and besieged Antiochia. But the campaign ended in defeat, and Antiochus XI was forced to flee and drowned in the Orontes River while trying to cross it on horseback in 92 BC. So here we have all these brothers, half-cousins, second-degree cousins, fighting over a tiny, just tiny piece of the old Seleucid Empire. But they just won't give it up. They just keep, you know, I am the king of the Seleucids. And so the poor people are just stuck with them, but not for much longer. They are diminishing. And it is strange to see people at this particular point knowing that there are other larger entities on the horizon and that they can't keep this up. They don't pay any attention to it. If sometime I end up doing a Fall of Rome series, you'll see exactly the same thing. You'll see the fact that Rome doesn't control anything hardly in the West, and yet you have senators bribing and trying to do what they can so they can get the title of emperor, even though it's absolutely, totally meaningless. So it's pretty meaningless here at this point, but it's going to change. We have one more round of these crazy people to remove, and then we get some stability in the form of the conquest of the area by Tigranes. Now, the sources for this are the House of Seleucus by Bevan, the Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.